a story about Biscuit Willie, his cat named Moop, and their rise and fall from stardom. They decided to set up a shop that catered to hungry people while they slept. The pair specialized in subliminal biscuits. By God, they were subliminal biscuit salesmen. The amazing, fluffy, simply subliminal wonder biscuit called Such because you wonder what the hell is it? Heart stopping, jaw dropping, feet stopping, eye popping. Willie doesn't need to advertise. He sells his biscuits when he shuts your eyes. Electrified batter, swirling with anticipation. Layers of tasty goodness, a freaky sensation. Fluffy memories to keep. Are the top of the heap. You see, they ain't cheap. Just go to bed and get some sleep. The competition, however, Dolly Madison, Sarah Lee, and Otis Spunkmeyer realized that Willie and Moop had something quite extraordinary going on. These pastries are like any kind of Triscuit, mind-blowing space biscuits, guaranteed to raise a smile. Oh yeah, brother, they last quite a while. A cornucopia of colors and fantastic varieties. Electric rainbow syrup on the side, if you please. To keep ahead of the competition, Willie decided that Moop's fur had textural properties that could be absorbed when the biscuits were prepared on his back, causing people to awake from their sleep and hack up a multicolored magical hairball every time. The new and improved furry subliminal water biscuit was ingested. The only problem is that subliminal biscuit matter doesn't take too nicely to a feline skin when applied repeatedly. And wouldn't you know it, Moop developed a nasty subliminal yeast infection. Upon realization of this dilemma, Moop confronted Willie. He said, "Quit making biscuits on me, Willie." I said, now this is a cat talking. "Quit making biscuits on me, Willie." I said, "Quit making biscuits on me, Willie."
Frank Zappa. He wishes he were here. That was very, very nice.